Welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Drink a Little podcast, where we talk about exploring the world of wine and spirits while not letting it take over your life. My name is Kelly Doherty. I'm a joyful child of God and a certified life coach. I'm also a wine educator and a wine and spirits brand designer. I'll show you how you can navigate your relationship with alcohol, how that mindset spills over into the rest of your life. We'll learn about the world of wine and spirits together, all while bolstering your confidence that you can have boundaries around alcohol and live your most amazing life. This is episode 36, Halos of Jupiter. And we will be tasting a Grenache from France. And how this works is at the top of the show, we'll taste a little wine and see where something about that wine, the character of it, the name of the wine, or the story about it leads us into a coaching conversation about not over drinking, but living our most balanced and fruitful lives while having fun. So Grenache is the main grape in this Halos de Jupiter. I'm just saying Halos of Jupiter. And Grenache is usually one of those grapes that it's often blended with Syrah and Mourvèdre. So if you see GSM on the label, that's a Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre. And it's three different grapes that bring different characteristics to the blend. They're good friends that like to hang out together and complement each other. This one is just the Grenache itself, and this is a table wine from France. It doesn't have a specific appellation, so I kind of don't know where we're going with it. It's something I've never experienced before. Grenache itself is usually a high alcohol grape, and this one is 13.5%. It brings a beautiful light red color and fresh fruit flavors. So we're going to give it a little swirl and a nose, give it a little sniff and a sip. And this is really on brand for Grenache flavors. There are those red fruits. There's strawberry, there's cherry in here, and raspberry. And the other things I'm getting out of here are really interesting. It's like a peppery mint, licorice, which is also characteristic of Grenache. I had to actually look that up. I couldn't remember that. But these are things you wouldn't think you want in a wine, but when they're all in here with the fruits and a little bit of oak, I promise you they are amazing. So this is pretty light, but still hearty enough to go with summer meats, maybe a spring or summer grilling, a little pasta. There are some herbal notes in there that would be very fun with pasta. That peppery mint is really the best way I can describe that off the top of my head. And I picked this spacey looking label. It does have a picture of Jupiter and some gold foil of the Aquarius star configuration constellation. I'm sorry, I'm not up on my astrology, but it is a beautiful deep burgundy label, which is really what drew me to it. But the other thing that drew me to it is we do have a celestial event coming up very soon, I would say a week from now. And so I chose kind of a spacey wine this week because we have the eclipse coming up. And that event is making a stripe all across the US. It's a huge deal. People are traveling. People are obsessed with it. My news station is like, bulk up on food and fuel before the eclipse. This is blowing my mind. And let me tell you where I live. I live on the edge of the eclipse, apparently. I live in the 99% totality range for this eclipse. And it sounded originally to me like I'll get 99% of the experience, right? But apparently not. I don't really know yet until the day comes for sure what the experience will be like where I am. But they say the difference between 99% and 100% totality is like night and day. 99% will be like, nah, You might notice a temporary hush of darkness. And 100% will be totality for this eclipse will be like, holy cow, wow, worth the drive, right? So luckily for me, my worth the drive might be 5 or 10 miles, and I can probably solve this. But I do feel a little bit like an outcast. And so many of us have felt like outcasts in many, many parts of our lives. And I definitely feel like that now. Just on the edge of greatness, but not quite there. And possibly where I am is totally meaningless for this eclipse. So these celestial facts made me kind of ruminate this week on numbers and what they can mean. And you know that people can make numbers mean anything to tell a story. So the typical ones are the 80-20 rule. 80% of your results are coming from 20% of your input. And the challenge is just, you know, do you know exactly which 20% of input that you need to do to get those 80% results? Wow, I wish I knew. That would be amazing. The other numbers that come to mind are, of course, give 110%. And I think sometimes people miss the caveat of give 110% when it matters. And discerning when things matter is where we all get caught up. You know, rest is super important. So giving 110% at all times is a recipe for burnout. This is a whole other topic for another podcast. But the numbers we don't know are when we're working towards something, we don't know along the way when we're going to break through. We're all working towards something, and we all get discouraged along the way. I mean, discouraged a lot. We want to give up. Many people quit when they're at 99%. They don't keep going. They don't drive the 5 miles to get to the 100% totality that might change their perspective entirely, might change their entire lives. And in real life, those things are not measured by scientific instruments. They're not as precise as this eclipse is supposed to be. Our real lives are messy, and we don't know when we're going to break through to that 100%. We don't know when we're at 99%. That's with anything, whether you're working on your career, whether you're working on changing your habits around something and your habits around drinking, perhaps your habits around eating. We just get to a place where we get discouraged. And I see this a lot. I see this in my clients, and it's totally normal. And just acknowledging that this happens to me, this happens to you, it's totally normal. And the numbers themselves don't really matter, but what matters is that you keep going. You can't ever get to the 100% of where you want to be without feeling the pain and the struggle at 99%. And this podcast is all about balance, so I believe in balancing that struggle and pain with joy and freedom. So don't hear me that you just have to suffer, and until you get to a place. I think we need to acknowledge the pain and struggle is going to happen, but we have to find our joy along the way. The joy is in the journey. But 99% of people give up in that journey. And we're all putting something on the back burner and pushing something forward. And learning when we need to keep pushing this thing forward is the difference in success. It's not the getting to the 100%. The not giving up is the main difference between quote unquote successful people and unsuccessful people. Not that it's about the success, but it's about what you learn and the wisdom you gained in the not giving up. I personally think there's a lot of luck involved in success, so I'm not worried about that word, but it's a nice word that people can understand where you're trying to go with it. And we do have to work towards something, and we know if it's not going well right now, or we think no one is listening, Or if you're working on your overdrinking, and this is something I help people with all the time, that building that baseline foundation where it doesn't matter what's happening externally. This is the direction you are wanting to go in. You can get solid in your foundation and keep going and not give up. There are no hard and fast rules, but look inside yourself. You know when you should keep going, and you know when you need just a little support to keep going. You need a different perspective. And you truly do know when it's right to stop. But we have to get quiet with ourselves and look inside to determine that. And so a lot of what I work with people on is how to get quiet and not mute that quietness, if you can mute quietness, with alcohol, to not blot out the thoughts of looking inside yourself and knowing that it might be hard, but we can find that balance of hard and soft, of strife and struggle and joy, and acknowledge that no one's path is a straight angle upwards. There are back and forth struggles for everyone. And for me, I've learned that that joy of balance, that back and forth, appreciating that this seems that it may not be going really well right now, but I'm also not going to give up. And knowing I have places to reach out to. So if I can be a place for you to reach out to, let me know, DM me, call me, make a comment on this YouTube, on the podcast. Let me know what you're working on, what you're working towards, and what I can help you with in the meantime. Be mindful. Just look for the joy in the struggle. And it doesn't sound right, right? We just think of, you know, the bubblegum commercial where it's just supposed to be joy and freedom and no cares and no struggle. But that growth in the struggle and learning to look at things differently and building that muscle of not giving up can literally save your life. So savor those moments, savor the sips of wine. I will be back with you next week. And next week we'll be tasting a petite Syrah. So it sounds like a short Syrah, a petite Syrah out of California called Kaleidoscope. So what a great name. I would love to hear from you what that triggers, what that name triggers for you. And we'll see if that dovetails into what I am talking about next week. I cannot wait to share this wine and a few thoughts with you very soon. Take care. Let me know what you need. And if you're working on balancing your drinking and living past the 99%, even though we're not numbering things, living to your freedom. I do teach to a deeper level. I have a one-on-one coaching program tailored to your needs where we cover how to stop overdrinking, how to love yourself for all the right reasons, and emotional well-being. DM me on Facebook or Instagram or go to kellydoherty.com/cheers to learn more.